ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Looks like those 50% tariffs on goods from the EU won't be going into effect on June 1st after all.
President Trump announcing an extension on his proposed 50% blanket tariff on imports from the European Union, one of America's biggest trading partners. Trump now moving the tariff start date from June 1st to July 9th after speaking with the head of the European Commission.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date. And she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation.
Just days ago, Trump called the EU very difficult to deal with and said talks were going nowhere.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Russia and Ukraine completing their prisoner swap on Sunday, and just hours later, Russia launched the largest drone and missile attack since the start of the war on Ukraine, leaving 18 people dead and leaving dozens injured. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 50 people in Gaza overnight, including 36 displaced Palestinians who've been sheltering at a school. Israel says that location was a Hamas command center. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
From the Civic Media Newsroom, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. If you're celebrating the Memorial Day holiday and you're overindulging, plan to have a designated driver or utilize a rideshare app. But if someone you know is in a pinch, AAA is offering an option to keep impaired drivers from getting behind the wheel. The Tow2Go program means anybody in a bind who doesn't have a way home except for their car but has had too much can call AAA and they'll tow your car where you need it to go. You do not need to be a AAA member to use the service. It's available through tomorrow morning. And a proposal at the state capitol would expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on election day.
And anytime you're in a car, you should be wearing a seatbelt. That's what authorities are focusing most on for the next few days. Law enforcement agencies across the country and across Wisconsin have started their annual campaign to reinforce seatbelt wearing. Melissa Kay has more.
The annual Click It or Ticket campaign begins May 19th and runs through June 1st. Buckling up is one of the easiest and most effective steps you can take to survive a crash. Wisconsin law allows officers to stop and cite motorists for not wearing a seatbelt, and drivers can be fined for every unbuckled passenger in their vehicle. The goal of the Click It or Ticket campaign is to reduce fatal crashes and coincides with the first summer travel holiday.
You can find more Wisconsin news at civicmedia.us. Hope you're having a safe holiday weekend. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Red Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a 3-game series this Memorial Day at AmFam Field in Milwaukee against the Boston Red Sox. We'll recap the game later tonight. The Crew with a 6-5 win over the Pirates Sunday at PNC Park. Overall, another good showing from starter Logan Henderson. The win going to reliever Jared Koenig. The Brewers coming back with clutch hits in the 8th, and closer Trevor McGill earned the save in the 9th. Pat Murphy.
McGill, that was remnants of our closers of the last 4 or 5 times. We're showing signs. I mean, didn't have to win this game the way it was going. 4 hits and 3 in the first, and then looking behind us, and we've seen this a bunch this year. It was really just like sick to my stomach. And then bam, 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 you know, you just knew those guys. I mean, and they're all behind in the count and still battling with, I think every hit was with 2 strikes or nearly every hit. And the Pirates are playing as good a baseball as they've played all year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Welcome back to a Memorial Day edition of Mino and the Mayor. Of course, Jim and John taking the day off. Hopefully you've got the day off too today and doing something special on this very special Memorial Day. Amanda and I are putting together this music special that features all the great songs from our live music series, Friday Mornings with Jim and John at 8:30. She's the curator of it. She's the producer of the segment. She is Amanda.
And if you want to be involved, remember to email us at minoandthemayor@civicmedia.us. And one of our favorites is next. It's Courtney Paulson. We love her. She's actually from Minnesota, but we don't fault her for that.
Dennis, welcome our guest, Courtney Paulson.
Courtney, how are you?
I'm great.
We haven't seen you since last time, which this is the first time. So we were just talking during the break that you're not an original from there. You're from Minnesota.
Yes.
Tell us about that and your upbringing and all of that.
Yes. Jay. So born and raised Minnesota. My childhood was in Princeton, which is about 45 minutes north of the cities. And then in my 20s, when I graduated, I spent about 10 years in Minneapolis, went to college in St. Paul. And then I moved to Green Bay about 6 years ago, and I love it. It's great.
How's the music scene, the local music scene here?
It's great. People respond very well to original and cover bands, and they're hungry for it. You know, it's a great time. You know, there's a lot of support, and there's a lot of opportunity.
There is.
We like that. Small venues, larger venues, yes. You know. But what's your kind of genre? What's your music? Do you write it, or do you?
Yes, I write that. That's like my main goal, is just original music. With the covers, it ranges from, I like to say, soul pop, alternative. I love like the 90s alternative. A little bit of country, but it's usually like a soul pop, R&B.
I can't wait to hear. That sounds awesome.
That's one I was listening to. You have a really versatile voice, and that's awesome. It's amazing. I think you can plug into anything that you want to. I enjoy listening to your music. I just love it. The voice quality that you have, the way you can throw your voice around into different sounds. It's not just notes. It's feel. There's a love. There's a texture to it that you do, and it's just amazing. And I'm just really excited. Yeah. To have this opportunity to speak with you today. This is awesome.
Well, and that's why I think it's so cool with like the covers. You know, even for me in the beginning, like doing cover music wasn't my main focus, but like it's added so much to me with creating my own music, because I sing songs. When I do covers, I'm singing music that I wouldn't normally sing.
Sure.
You know, genres and things. So it's getting me out of my comfort zone. And I don't know if you can relate with that.
As I'm nodding my head, yes.
Yeah, so it's been, you know, I'm very thankful for that part of it, for sure, you know.
So I know Minneapolis in the Green Bay, Appleton markets, there's some similarities there, because they're both tremendous music markets.
Yeah.
You know, it's different here, I think, a little bit in Wisconsin here, because people, the crowd, if you will, they're more into hearing songs they're familiar with. Minneapolis, on the other hand, is like, we want to hear original music. And believe me, I used to get some grief back in the day in college for that, you know, because we played cover music, and it's like, boy, you guys stand on your own two feet, and I'm glad that you do.
Yeah.
And the area is slowly coming around to that. Some of the pubs that you're talking about, some of the smaller coffee shops, stuff like that, that's all they're about is the original material, and thank goodness that that's the case, you know. So it's kind of slowly growing, and you're doing a large part in that as well, as helping grow original music in the area. Yeah.
And Jim has to ask you a question that he asks everybody, because this is something he always likes to investigate.
I'm always interested in mentors or somebody. Yeah. But who influenced you? Or did you have a teacher? Or was it a musician?
So there was musical influence in my family. My grandma was a songwriter
and
singer,
cool.
But mainly a songwriter. And so at a young age, you know, she influenced me and my mom to start doing like the state fair talent show in Minnesota and like the county fairs, because that's what they would always do. And my mom was a dancer. My grandma was a songwriter. So that's what they did for years.
You had some talent in the gene pool.
Yeah, you're growing up in that environment.
Yes.
You know, that's
so
pretty cool.
There was that push, you know, when I was young. And then I continued that since, you know, like grade school up until. So just being in front of people and performing. And then, but what really got me songwriting was an artist I look up to, Alanis Morissette.
Oh man.
And Jewel. I was a big fan of Jewel.
So what would you like to do today?
Courtney Paulson.
Your own songs?
Yeah, I'll start with an original.
Awesome.
It's called Yellow. So it was on that the little promo video yesterday.
Yes.
So.
Is this in your
I may have lost track of time, it was short, but the moment felt right. Woke up from a bad dream, felt like heat, your hands around my neck. You were all mine, felt like July, November. Cotton candy skies turned to rain. No trace of honeybee or flowers. Darkness sets, all I feel is pain. Why did you push away? Why did you push away? Yellow was a favorite color, and now I turn it off when I'm someplace. Told me you felt something special, to never lose the love, and I choose you every day. Just like that, you walked away. Now I'm left feeling used. A convenience was all I was to you. You mess with my head, alone in my bed. Mad at myself, why did I let you in? How could you push away? How could you push away? Yellow was a favorite color. Now I turn it off when I'm someplace. You told me you felt something special, to never lose the love, and I choose you every day. Just like that, you walked away. Now I turn it off when I'm someplace. You told me you felt something special, to never lose the love. Yellow was a favorite color. And now I turn it off when I'm someplace. Told me you felt something special, to never lose the love, and I choose you every day. Just like that, you walked away.
Oh, that was awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, great voice.
Thank you.
And how do we follow you?
So,
tell me again.
You know, on social media, just Courtney Paulson Music, or my website, CourtneyPaulson.com.
Paulson with an O.
Excellent.
Okay.
Did you develop your voice? We're talking about your mom and grandma talent.
Yes.
But so did you inherit some of that, or did you work on this? Or,
you know, the influence from the family was really the performing aspect. Okay. But the singing, I was singing ever since I can remember. I'd go, my grandma worked in the hospital in the kitchen, and she was, you know, with these older people in hospice. And I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I'd wander away because she was watching me. And I'd be bored while she's working. And I'm like, oh, you know, interested, walking down the hallways. And I'd see, you know, these people just hanging out in their rooms, you know, some lonely, whatever. I'd go in there and have conversations with them. And when they were upset, sad, I didn't know how to respond. So I'd just start singing. And for me, I grew up in church, and for me, Hallelujah was just a favorite. And I would just start singing Hallelujah, and how people react and that connection, you know, is much bigger than money, popularity, all that stuff. And I found that out at a young age, and I just kept singing, you know.
That's a phenomenal story.
It's my escape, you know.
And not only an escape, though, but this is where you belong.
Yeah, it's a purpose thing for me, for sure.
You're very talented, but writing is really...
It's the backbone of what you do.
Yeah, totally. And it's what I my main focus ultimately is what I'd love to do is perform my own music and tour, you know. Right now, what makes the money is the covers, and I really enjoy that. But right when I graduated high school, I wrote an album and did a release party actually at First Avenue in their 7th Street entry, the small room. So Prince's old venue.
Right, yeah.
And yeah, things were going well. And then I kind of got derailed a little bit and kind of, you know, fell into like the covers and ended up loving it. And it helped me develop myself as an artist a lot though. So it was great. But now I'm getting back into original.
So there's two ways I want to go with this. I'm so curious about your songwriting, where your ideas come from, and also what is it that motivates you to put your brain and your power and your energy and your feelings into songs?
Honestly, struggle. Like when I'm really struggling, you know, with something or trying to, I don't know, just dissect it and go through my feelings. I mean, that's really what it is for me. The whole concept of the album is there. And the music part is mainly all there. The song ideas are all there. I just have to finish lyrics on about half of the songs. The goal is I'm going to be recording, mixing, doing this whole thing by myself. And this will be my first project completely by myself. So that's what I'm kind of waiting for to make sure I'm feeling good about it. You know.
And one thing you mentioned during the break, you just taught yourself how to play guitar fairly recently.
Yeah, about a year. Yeah, playing. Yeah, I mean, I could play a couple basic chords, but really playing, you know, for a solid hour, even, you know, and especially three. Yeah, this is...
That's phenomenal. That's amazing. Phenomenal original stuff. Can't wait for the album. You got to come back when that drops.
Yes.
But can we hear a little Alanis?
Alanis, oh my gosh. What I have prepared is a different cover.
Okay.
It's Stay With Me by Sam Smith.
So. Oh, nice. That works. Okay. Great song.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love because I'm only human. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave. Will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look, gain some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Oh, stay with me, 'cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see.
But darling, stay with me. Oh, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Oh, won't you stay?
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The independent state legislature theory met a skeptical U.S. Supreme Court in 2023 in Moore v. Harper, a North Carolina gerrymandering case. The Michigan GOP tried to employ the fringe theory to undo Michigan's Question 2 citizen ballot initiative, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused the case May 19th. Proponents argue the independent state legislature theory gives legislatures ultimate power over federal election rules based on a widely dismissed interpretation of the election clause of the U.S. Constitution. In North Carolina's case, the legislature admitted it gerrymandered but said it had the final say and the courts and governor had no jurisdiction. In 2022, Michigan's Promote the Vote Question 2 ballot initiative passed 60% to 40%. It enshrined multiple voting rights in the state constitution, including 9 days of early voting, guaranteeing the right to vote without harassment, offering a permanent vote-by-mail list, and mandating drop boxes and several other important voting reforms. 11 GOP legislators tried to invalidate the ballot question using the ISL theory. They argued that only the state legislature could make election law, not those pesky constituents. The Michigan Supreme Court dismissed the case in April 2024, and on May 19th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. We have more on ISL and the Michigan case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This salute is brought to you by Current Electrical Services. This Memorial Day weekend, let us remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice to keep our country free. Join a team that feels like family. Current Electrical Services is seeking construction electricians. You can apply online at currentelectricalservices.com. Better pay, better lifestyle, and excellent benefits. Give your career a jolt. Work at Current Electrical Services, a veteran-owned company. currentelectricalservices.com.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor, special Memorial Day edition of the show. Producers Todd and Amanda with you this morning.
And next we have some of our favorites from Sweden, 7,000 Apart.
Sweden.
And they are amazing. They're going to be touring this summer. And also, she's a Disney princess officially.
I know.
So check it out.
So my name is Amelie. I'm originally from Stockholm, Sweden. I came to the U.S. as an exchange student when I was 17, ended up at Preble High School. That's mm-hmm. where I met John.
We met in music theory class, and we just became really good friends over music. Then we became more than friends, ended up dating. We ended up being long distance for 3 years, and got married in Sweden. And then we moved to the U.S. for 6 years, where we were pursuing doing music. And after a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, we are now full-time with music. And there's still blood, sweat, and tears.
Oh, 100%. There's always, always
so
that.
So where did the 7,000?
So that was so we started the band while we were long distance. And it was 7,011 kilometers between my bedroom and John's dorm room at college where he was at.
So you're in the middle of working on your new album.
Yes.
Talk to us about this process of this whole new album in the Kickstarter program.
We're calling this album Why Do We Do What We Do, which is something I feel like we all question, whether you're a musician or not. Like you
so
kind of,
yeah.
especially when you're
yeah.
growing up. I mean, we're not like the 20-year-old bright-eyed kids anymore.
Just 21.
Yeah, right. We're just 21 now. And so we're like, we've learned from life and we're like, we need to question, why are we doing what we're doing? Should we, you know, go back to school and get a real job, quotation marks? And we realized that no. We love what we do. This is what we're supposed to do, and we're not going to stop until someone really, like, until we really have to. We're going to play Soul and Soul of Scars. It's one of my favorites.
Never thought I'd get this.
nights else I've seen my faded childhood dreams. Might not ever get my break, not sure that I have got what it takes. I made my share of mistakes. I'm fine being alive. Glad I got to survive. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and so much scars. I made peace with inside wars, broken glass around my heart. On the other side of ravines, the days can only seem uniquely ordinary. Highlights, they involve the sunlight, smell of coffee invites time alone with them. Glad I get to survive. Never thought I'd get this far with my soul and so much scars. I made peace with inside wars, broken glass around my heart. The echo of time is not a bull, ignoring it, fading, it's my highest fear. Millions of roads to impossible, thousands of different lifetimes that got me
you ended a song. Well done.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's how you resolve a song. Wow. What's your time frame to release that music?
So we're hoping to have the album done for summer so we can sell CDs and okay. also the people that have backed the Kickstarter being able to give them the CDs. But then we're actually releasing one song a month on Spotify and other streaming platforms. Okay. So on the 7th of every month, okay. There's going to be a new song. When you see like, oh, it's the 7th today. Oh, 7,000 Apart is releasing a new song today. Got to check that out.
I got it.
Tripping on words like it's a tightrope. Running in circles, I'ma explode. Kept on a launch line, my head's spinning. Tiptoe around, it's not a fair game. It's my understanding that I'm insane. Driving me wild, why would you ask this of me? Waking up from my delusion. Told myself I wanted you in that way. Contorting myself into a locked cage. It's time that I break out to the main stage. Follow my lead, let's walk out to the spotlight. If you don't want me this way.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
So with Memorial Weekend on the horizon, I'm going to take a guess that some of you might actually be going camping. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Well, if you're planning on camping near a farm, you might want to take a look at some Wisconsin regulation related to that farm. Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association, says even innocent farmers that are allowing you to pitch a tent on their land could fall victim to an outdated piece of state legislative law.
Well, we are working on changing legislation that was changed in 2017. Previously, if you had 0 to 3 sites, you did not need a campground license. Farmers are not campgrounds. People who want a farm stay on a farm are a different clientele than those that want to go to a campground. And we are looking at the flexibility and the opportunity for small family farms to be able to generate a little additional revenue stream.
That's Sheila Everhart, executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says, as it stands right now, under Wisconsin law, farms that have 4 or more campsites, or even those with 1 to 3 if advertised as a campground, fall under the oversight of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, would require permits as well as inspections.
Hey, got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. 2 winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And reaction came swift yesterday from farm organizations and commodity groups after the Make America Healthy Again Commission released their report. From the International Dairy Foods Association, they said that they are hoping that the commission develops its strategy to tackle childhood chronic disease and urge the commission to embrace sound science and evidence throughout the process. More to come. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today right around 70 with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight we'll drop to 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of only 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a very special Memorial Day episode. We talk to Jeremy Lyon from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs on our cemeteries, honoring our veterans, and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Happy Memorial Day from everybody here at WGBW and WISS. Welcome to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, where we're remembering all the great music that we featured on the live music series with Jim and John. Friday mornings, Dennis Peters is always here with the glam band as well. We bring in musicians, we play great music, and we're like, Amanda, why don't we feature this stuff? You're the producer of the segment, so you know this music inside and out.
Oh, I do. I mean, although this one I didn't bring in. Mino brought these guys in. It's the
Shut up. He actually did something for the show?
Accidentally.
Yeah.
But he brought in the Labonte brothers, and they have a very unique story, so check it out.
My name is Derek, and this is?
My name is Brett.
And we're the Labonte brothers.
I asked you guys, and I know everybody probably asked this, so I was that dumb guy that had to ask, are you related to Terry and Bobby Labonte?
Yep. We did not get confirmation.
But you might be, right?
But we might be. I mean, we were always told from a younger age, like, there's a chance. So if you look at Bobby or Terry, they look just like my grandpa.
Really? Wow.
Yes. I mean, like, to an extent, would you say? Or am I just blowing smoke?
I think you're blowing smoke.
Can I see what you want to see? Hang on to that. Don't do any more research.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hang on to
leave
it.
Leave it there. Yeah. My research includes just asking around.
There you go.
And just taking somebody's word for it. So I guess.
And keep asking until somebody agrees with you. That's my strategy.
We've been playing together since the basements of our house. I mean, just jamming.
Really?
We worked ourselves up from the basement to the living room to the garage.
Wow.
To
when your parents were home? Did you ever get that good?
Well, that's where we started. We had to make sure they weren't home.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Did you ever get good enough where they would stick around to listen to you?
Yeah.
All right, so
funny story. My graduation party was the first time, high school graduation party, was the first time I ever played in front of people.
For real?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And I played, and then I remember looking at my dad, and my dad looks at me and he goes, so that's what you've been working on.
Right.
So I was like, nice. Yeah. So all the times we were downstairs jamming and stuff, he'd open the door and be like, quiet. We were playing that loud for that long.
Well, sure.
And then I was learning from YouTube. He learned from, he had a class in middle school that he took, and we just decided, you know what, we should do this together.
How about jamming out? Do you write your music?
I've been writing my own stuff and dabbling. So I've been doing that the past year. If you want to check out my TikTok
or Lemon, how do we get a hold of you?
We have a Facebook page, Labonte Brothers. I'm not sure. I'm sure that's not going away.
Some people that want
you can find us there. That's us. So we've been playing together for the past 2 years now.
Great.
Been doing shows together.
Just about.
Yeah. Fun. And that's been absolutely amazing. I mean, the stuff that we get to do together, playing these places, creating memories, making people smile, have a good time. That's what it's all about. Music brings people together, and that's what
but
we feel
you,
really lucky.
And when you're writing from the heart.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So if you go to my TikTok or my Instagram or wherever.
Any
if
of
you
the socials.
Find me, yeah, I guess I post a lot of my music on there, my solo stuff. A lot of those songs are very heartfelt. I wrote a song. I just had a child named Ledger.
Oh,
so
awesome.
I wrote him a song.
Congratulations.
On there. Yeah. So definitely some songs that that just speak about me and in my life and our life. I know Brett's dabbling too and writing his own stuff, so we're definitely working on that part. But we play a lot of covers at our shows and a lot of country music, a lot of music that's hopefully going to get you up and dance, smile, grab the person next to you and give them a big old hug.
Nice.
And dance. That's the way we grew up playing.
Tried that once. Yeah. Charges still pending.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear you guys.
All right, so we do have a few songs here that we had an idea of. We decided, in honor of Friday, we'll play an Eric Church song, Drink in My Hand. So, all right, here we go.
Early morning till Friday at 5, man, I work, Lord, I don't climb.
Boss man can shove that overtime up his can. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand
and fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a 40-hour week, we're the trouble to drown. No need to complicate it, I'm a simple man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, the parking lot is muddy, can't get to the door. I'll take my jacked up dropper down in 4x4.
Chill down a long neck, warm up the band. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand
and fill it up, I'll throw it down.
I'm about to tear a new one in this old town. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm a rocket man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Make me wanna go ooh, ooh, ooh. When you dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing peekaboo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand and fill it up, I'll throw it down. When you drop me off, take the long way around. You be my little Lois Lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. My head, Monday morning, that alarm clock says, goes bang, 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 while it ring, ring, rings. Yeah, I'm ready to roll if you wanna rock again. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand and fill it up, I'll throw it down. Got a little hungover, still hanging around. Yeah, that hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. That hair of the dog is howling, hey there, man. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Ah, ooh, yeah.
That was great.
Phenomenal.
That was great. Awesome.
Yeah. So I have to say this. The best thing about the entire morning is that I was sitting here listening to them play and sing, and I was watching Jim, and he was singing along.
I was going to say, I wrote, people must just shout right back. That was original.
No. Oh, no. That was Eric Church.
That's Eric
Church. That's a cover.
Okay, all right, sorry. I don't follow a lot of music. See, I'm giving you a lot of credit. Tell me who inspired you, though. I want to hear. Was it
like
Eric Church?
Locally and stuff.
Locally, I mean, the main influence that we both had was our great Uncle Roy. He is hence passed, but growing up, going to family events and stuff like that, he would come out, just kind of whip out his guitar and play classics anywhere from Hank Sr. to Little
Haggard.
Jimmy Dickens, Merle Haggard, and just all of them, and just play for everybody at family reunions or just get-togethers and stuff like that. And just from there, just always had that.
Oh, yeah.
Hankering to kind of
so
just
did you like
try
to
that out.
Perform when the family reunions got together. Okay, boys, get up there, sing a song for everybody.
Well, we started like building up with him. So we'd go to his basement sometimes as well, and he would just teach us a G chord, C chord a lot, and like how to really find a rhythm. So being kids, like watching, we'd sit cross-legged and just be mesmerized by what he's doing. I mean, it was amazing. And like it was a big influence, like what Brett said, a huge influence on both. We wanted to be just like him. We wanted to play camp parties, deer camp, that was a big that was our big show, right?
Yeah.
We had a lot of family. Yeah, so that was like the big deal because he would come down and play for 3-4 hours and we would just sit there, everybody's smiling, having a few drinks, just having a great time. That's what we wanted to do.
How proud would he be of you guys right now?
I think he would be a little floored that we're on the radio right now.
I hope you had a chance to tell him that.
Yeah, that was...
That was very from the heart what you just said about him, both you guys. And I just... Yeah, we need to tell people that.
I mean, everything that... like I said, when we go and play and stuff, it's all... We wear our emotions on our sleeves, our heart on our sleeves. We play music because we saw it from him.
Mm-hmm.
And the joy and the smiles and the laughter. I mean, music can bring people together. And I've always written my entire life. Like, writing, I've always had notebooks and just write. And journal. I've been journaling actually to my son from the time I found out my wife was pregnant, just writing little daily stuff to him now being 2 months old. But that
you
really inspired
such cool. Fantastic family chromosomes here.
For us, family is a big deal. I mean, losing our father too, and being able to write that song is about our deer camp and our favorite place in the world, and just how nothing's changed. We're just missing you is pretty much the only thing that's changed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, we actually stopped playing music for a while. I know I did when we found out. My father passed. I'm going to be turning 33, and he passed away in 2015, almost 10 years ago. And I stopped playing for a while because that was kind of a big thing, too. He'd always be standing in the corner up at camp being like, play that one song, you know.
There was never that one song.
Yeah, it was never that one. We never knew what song he wanted.
And yeah, no matter what song we played, it'd always be, that wasn't it. No,
yeah,
it
was
that one that went like, once you get through the entire song.
I mean, it's the one that goes like blah blah blah. It's like, let's just play this one.
One of our favorite song to play is his favorite song. It's actually Chicken Fried. So when we got together and started playing again, I mean, I know that's what inspired me. It's like, I know that's what he would probably want. So when we got back together, and actually started getting back into it, had to knock off some of the rust, and thank goodness, I want to shout out LaVie Tavern for their open mics and all that. And just the people there are amazing to bring local musicians together. So that really helped as well. And that's what now it's just a snowball effect.
Tell us what you're going to play right now. And take us out into the weekend, please.
Yeah, we'll play a Tyler Chiller song, if you guys are cool with that.
Absolutely.
It's Feathered Indians.
Well, my buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussled through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house of such an angel, too messed up to get back home. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof. She asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me, there have been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. And hold me close, my dear, sing your whispering songs softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and how I can always count on you. Be there when the bullets fly, I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight. Well, my heart is sweating bullets from circles it has raced, like a little feathered Indian calling out the clouds for rain. And I go running through the thicket, I go careless through the thorns, just to hold her for a minute, though it lead me one more. And hold me close, my dear, and sing your whispering songs softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Honey, tell me how your love runs true, and how I can always count on you.
Love on.
Be there when the bullets fly, I'd run across the river just to hold you tonight.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
One day we started heading back to dock towing some wounded guys in the truck, and the company commander said to stop the convoy. He said, where are the bodies? We had two guys killed, and they had been left lying back there. That can't happen. So the captain said, we need some guys to go back and get them. I'm thinking, I hope it's not me. And sure enough, he says, Brzezinski, come with me. We're going back to pick up the bodies. And I'm like, Captain, what do you mean? Can't we take the truck? He said, no, because they would just blow it up, and we can't afford to lose that truck. I took my helmet and flak jacket off. I could never run in those things, although I knew one well-placed bullet could kill me, and we started running back to the bodies. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at TheD8Dispensary.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Power Boat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Located on the Menominee River, you'll be seated up close so you can witness all of the high adrenaline drama. The races are free and perfect for the entire family. Racing will be fierce with up to 100 powerboats and 18 heats a day. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the entire day. It's Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. Free for the whole family. You won't want to miss this awesome event. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page or contact the Marinette Welcome Center at 715-732-4333.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW9 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW9. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This Memorial Day, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW would like to give thanks and recognize men and women of the armed forces for defending our freedom and wish everyone a safe and happy holiday weekend. This message made possible by Dan Reisner & Son Excavating, serving all your excavating and truck needs with over 40 years experience. Call 920-897-2397 today.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to this special edition of Mino and the Mayor on this Memorial Day Monday, featuring music from our live music series and the Chris Hendricks Experience. Very special individual, great music. You're going to hear it right here.
I have been singing since I was 4 years old. You know, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to use music to amplify the voices of people that have to wear their scars on the outside. So for those of you who can't see me right now, I was diagnosed with something called cerebral palsy when I was four, right around the time I started singing. And it's been a beautiful marriage ever since, because I've always used songs to sort of share my story and connect people at the same time. And I started doing music professionally right around the time I was a senior in college. And I got really, really lucky early on. Things kind of just took off. And I went from playing in coffee shops to traveling around from, you know, all over my home state of North Carolina to New York and Los Angeles and Canada and a little bit of Europe. And I probably one of my luckiest breaks is one of the songs that we... that I wrote got to be the theme song of the Carolina Hurricanes.
Of the NHL.
Of the NHL for a couple years, the 2012 and 2013 season. And it was really magical. I had a very charming, very charismatic, very driven manager at the time who basically walked in to the office without permission and threw our album down on the table and said, there's two songs on here that'll blow your mind and are perfect for your team. You don't like it, throw it out.
Wow.
And awesome. The next day, he got a call, and they said, congratulations, you were absolutely right. And here we are. And, you know, I've been using that open door to spread this message of, like, positivity and possibility ever since.
If you don't mind me hitting on that a little bit, I can't even imagine being 4 or 5 years old and you're getting that diagnosis, of course, and it's, you know, it's going to be a lifetime thing. Would have been easy to just kind of, you know, the woe is me kind of thing, and you went just the opposite way. Tell me where that came from.
I got to give my mother also a ton of credit, right? So I had, you know, doctors and nurses early on in my life telling me how hard things were going to be. And yeah, it's cliche to go sort of the inspirational route, but I'm going to take a little bit of a left turn here and just say there are so many gifts that come along with wearing your scars on the outside that are not often showcased, that goes way beyond like better parking. Like, I will always park closer than you ever will, no matter who you are. And but you know, beyond that, you know, the music industry is a jungle, and you got to cut through so much BS in the industry. And one way to cut through that is to, you know, be memorable whether you like it or not, right? And you know, when I show up in a room, whether I wanted attention or not, I always sort of had this magnetic scar. Right. That sort of drew people's eyes in my direction. And if I wanted to sing and tell my story anyway, the combination of those two things, you know, led to a sense of passion and purpose. And so it was this beautiful conglomeration of everything I always wanted to do and be. And I would not have had any of that had I not been born this way. But y'all, this is my life story in 3 minutes. It's called Affliction. I hope you like it. One day long ago, Mama picked me up from school. She said, "Son, won't you tell me what's bothering you?" I said, "No, Mama, no, won't you leave me be?" She said, "Son, you know better than to lie to me. Didn't they hurt you, boy? No, 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 didn't they curse you, boy? No, 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 didn't they mock you, boy? No, 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 what's their problem then? Well, my, it's gotta be my affliction. Let's rewind the clock, maybe 8 months ago, when the tracks of my tears were begging for snow. My angel, what are you doing this for? She said, "I don't know, baby, I don't love you no more. It's the way you dress, oh I, oh I. It's the way you dance, oh why, oh why. It's the way you move, oh why, does it matter so much? Oh yeah, it's gotta be my affliction." Devil, you once told me you must stop this message, son. I said, "Didn't you hear Sammy say a change is gonna come? Now I will be the message my people need, you see. And I will give my broken brother sanctuary, but they will hurt you, boy. I know, I know. Condemn you, boy. I know, they may kill you, boy. I know, but I got a beating, though. Oh, Lord, I've got to beat my affliction.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump changing course in the trade war with European allies. The president announcing he is now delaying implementing those 50% taxes on European Union goods until July 9th. He had threatened a June 1st tariff date. Ceasefire talks stalled in the fight between Russia and Ukraine.
We've seen 3 days and nights of continuous strikes, many of them focused on the capital, Kyiv. President Zelensky again appealing to the US and Europe to intervene. But President Trump speaking out in some of his most critical comments yet of Russian leader Putin, saying he's gone absolutely crazy, but also criticizing President Zelensky, saying everything out of his mouth causes a problem.
ABC's Ian Pannell. Israel continuing its airstrikes in Gaza, hitting a school where families had been sheltering. Israel says that school was being used as a Hamas training center. The Senate now debating the budget the House passed last week. Some Republicans want even bigger spending cuts. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us.